Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we have another one of our all-star programs, but we have an actual reason for putting this one together. It's an all-star version of Stephen Sondheim's A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
And one of the things that prompted this was that the Princeton Festival, a local music festival of all kinds, is putting on this particular musical, which is now 56 years old, next month. There will be performances between June 10th and July 1st. And if you've never seen it, you should, because if they do a good job with it, it's going to be tremendously funny and tremendously melodic, because the score is written by Stephen Sondheim. We have a variety of recordings today, and we're going to start with the original 1962 Broadway cast for the overture, and the orchestra is conducted by Harold Hastings. That was the overture to A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum by Stephen Sondheim.
Now, the opening number of Forum that most people know was not the opening number that the show began with. When they were trying out, I believe it was in Washington, no one was laughing at the show. So they decided they had to throw out the opening that they had and write a new one. If we have time at the end of the show, we're going to play a version of that original opening, which has appeared on a couple of different recordings. But instead, we're going to the one you know. It's called Comedy Tonight. This time, however, we don't have a Forum cast album. We're going to the 1989 cast of Broadway's Jerome Robbins Broadway. Here's Jason Alexander and the company.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce...
A comedy!
We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something exotic, something erotic. Something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something expensive, something offensive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Convulsive, something repulsive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic, something frenetic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
Open up the curtain. Comedy tonight.
It all takes place on a street in Rome, around and about these three houses. First, the house of Aronius, a befuddled old man, abroad now in search of his children, stolen in infancy by pirates.
Something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
A buyer and seller of the flesh of beautiful women. That's for those of you who have absolutely no interest in pirates. Finally, the House of Senex, who lives here with his wife and son. Also in the house lives Pseudolus, slave to the sun. Pseudolus is a role of tremendous nuance and variety and played by an actor of such... Let me put it to you this way. I play the part.
Comedy tonight.
And now, the entire company. Germany.
Something for everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs,
grooves and chases,
baritones and basses,
handlers, philanderers, cupidity, timidity,
mistakes,
fakes,
rhymes, and
tumblers, grumblers, fumblers, bumblers,
no royal purse, no Trojan horse, and a happy ending, of course.
Goodness and badness, and in his madness, this time it all turns out all right. Tragedy tomorrow.
That was Jason Alexander with a company from Jerome Robbins Broadway to introduce everyone that's going to be involved in the production of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum with Comedy Tonight.
The first character we meet is a young man named Hero, and he has fallen in love with the girl next door. Unfortunately, his family lives next door to a house of ill repute, and the girl he has fallen in love with is one of the girls. Here is his first song. It's called Love I Hear, and we're going to the 1963 London cast, and our singer is John Rye.
Now that we're alone, may I tell you, I've been feeling very strange. Either something's in the air or else a change is happening in me. I think I know the cause. I hope I know the cause. From everything I've heard, there's only one cause it can be. Love I hear makes you sigh a lot. Also love I hear leaves you weak. Love I hear makes you blush and turns you ashen. You try to speak with passion and squeak. I hear love, they say, makes you pine away, but you pine away with an idiotic grin. I pine, I blush, I squeak, I squawk. Today I woke, too weak to walk. What's love I hear, I feel, I fear, I'm in. Oh, see what I mean. La-da-da-da-da-da-dum, I hum a lot too. I'm dazed, I'm pale, I'm sick, I'm sore. I've never felt so well before. What's love I hear, I feel, I fear. I know I am, I'm sure, I mean. I think, I trust, I pray, I must be in. Forgive me if I shout, forgive me if I crow. I've only just found out, and, well, I thought you ought to know.
John Rye sang Love I Hear. And if you're not the laughing type and you still want to go to the Princeton Festival and you are the crying type, their opera this year is Madame Butterfly.
Now, getting back to the story, we really do have to mention that Hero's love interest, whose name is Philia, is not a long-time-standing girl with the fold next door in the House of Lycus. She's a new recruit who doesn't really know anything at all. She has difficulty with things like numbers, knowing the difference between 3 and 5. She always gets confused with which one's more. But Pseudolus, the main person that this is about, the slave, has decided that he will get Philia for Hero. And if he does, he has it worked out, that Hero will set him what he wants to be, and that's free. Here from the original cast are Zero Mostel and Brian Davies.
Pseudolus, get me that girl.
And if I can?
You are free.
I am what?
Free.
Free. Oh, what a word. Oh, what a word. Say it again.
Free.
I often thought, I often dreamed how it would be, and yet I never thought I'd be once again.
Free.
But when you come to think of such things, a man should have the rights that all others. Can you imagine what it will be like when I am? Can you see me? Can you see me as a Roman with my head unbowed? Sing it good and loud.
Free.
Like a Roman having rights and like a Roman proud. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a voter fighting graft and vice? Sing it soft and nice.
Free.
Why, I'll be so conscientious that I may vote twice. Can you see me? Can you see me? When I'm free to be whatever I want to be, think what wonders I'll accomplish then. When the master that I serve is me and just me, can you see me being equal with my countrymen? Can you see me being Pseudolus the citizen? Can you see me being given to me once again?
Free!
Yes!
Free!
That's it!
Free!
Now, not so fast, I didn't think. The way I am, I have a roof, 3 meals a day. And I don't have to pay a thing. I'm just a slave and everything's free. If I were free, then nothing would be free. And if I'm beaten now and then, what does it matter?
Free.
Can you see me? Can you see me as a poet writing poetry? All my verse will be
free.
Our museum will have me pickled for posterity. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a lover, one of great renown, women falling down?
Free?
No, but I'll buy the House of Lycus for my house in town. Can you see me? Can you see me? Be you anything from king to baker of cakes. You're a vegetable unless you're free. It's a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. It's the necessary essence of democracy. It's the thing that every slave should have the right to be. And I soon will have the right to buy a slave for me. Can you see him? Well, I'll free him. When a Pseudolus can move, the universe shakes. But I'll never move until I'm free. Such a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. I'll be Pseudolus, the founder of a family. I'll be Pseudolus, the pillar of society. I'll be Pseudolus, the man, if I can only be
free.
Sing it!
Free!
Spell it!
F-R-double!
No, the long way!
F-R-E-E!
Free!
From the original 1962 cast of Funny Thing, that was Zero Mostel and Brian Davies.
Well, Hero and Philia meet, finally, and she explains to him that being smart isn't as good as being pretty. And in this song, you'll hear some of her, I guess we could say, vapid comments. The song is called Lovely, and it's sung by Preshy Marker and Brian Davies from the 1962 Broadway cast.
My name is Hero.
My name is Philia.
Philia.
I am a courtesan, and a courtesan has but one talent.
I'm lovely. All I am is lovely. Lovely is the one thing I can do. Winsome, what I am is winsome, radiant as in some dream come true.
Say my name.
Just say your name?
Yes.
Very well. I forgot it.
It's Hero.
Forgive me, Hero. I have no memory for names.
Oh, you don't need one. You don't need anything.
You're lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you? Winsome, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Love, Venus would seem tame, Helen and her thousand ships would have to die of shame.
And I'm happy, happy that you're lovely, for there's one thing loveliness can do. It's a gift.
Preshy Marker and Brian Davies sang Lovely.
Soutalis is doing his best to make sure that Hero can get away with Philia, although she's making it very difficult for them to do that. And he's got this plan. He's going to get them to a ship and sail them away so they can live happily ever after. That plan appears in the song called Pretty Little Picture. We're going to the London original cast from 1963. And our Soutalis is Frankie Howard, our Philia is Isla Blair, and Hero is, once again, John Rye.
You have your belongings, my dear. Master, let us fetch yours.
Where are we to go?
Away.
Where away?
Far away.
But my family.
My captain.
There is only room for two of you.
Where?
In the Tiber there sits a boat, gently dipping its bow. Trim and tidy and built to float. Pretty little picture. Now, put a boy on the starboard side, leaning out at the rail. Next to him, put a blushing bride, slim and slender and starry-eyed. Down below, put a tiny bed. The sun gets pale, the sea gets red, and off they sail on the first high tide. The boat and the bed and the boy and the bride. It's a pretty little picture. Oh, my pretty little picture. How true, pretty little picture, which I, Soutalis, give to you. The roll of the playful waves, see the sails as they swell, hear the whips on the galley slaves. Pretty little picture, Well, let it carry your cares away, out of sight, out of mind. Pass the life buoy and through the bay, soon there's nothing but sea and spray. Light descends and the moon's aglow, your arms entwined, you're still below. And far behind, at the edge of day, the bong of the bell of the buoy in the bay, and the boat and the bed and the bride are away.
It's a pretty little picture to share, as the little boat sails to sea. Take a little trip free as air.
Have a little freedom on me.
No worries, no bothers, no captains, no fathers.
In the ocean an island waits, smooth and sandy and pink, filled with lemons and nuts and dates. Pretty little picture. Think, in a cottage of cypress trees, seashells dotting the door, boy and bride live a life of ease, doing nothing but what they please. And every night when the stars appear, there's nothing more to see or hear. There's just the shore where the lovers lie,
the sand and the sea and the stars and the sky,
and the sound of a soft little satisfied sigh.
Oh,
all in all, let little problems will cease, and the little blessings will flow, and your little family increase.
Pretty little picture,
no, no,
pretty little masterpiece.
Pretty little picture.
From the original London cast of Forum, that was Frankie Howard, Isla Blair, and John Rye with Pretty Little Picture.
I have a friend who intensely dislikes this show because the only song he can remember is the next song, and he says he doesn't like to be sung at by dirty old men. And maybe he has a point. The Dirty Old Men are performed by David Burns, Zero Mostel, Jack Gilford, and John Carradine, and they think everybody ought to have a maid.
Maids like me, I'm neat. I like maids, they're neat. Something no household should be without. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to put around the house. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Someone who you hire when you're short of help, to offer you the sort of help you never get from a spouse. Fluttering up the stairway, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, puttering all around the house. Oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Someone who, when fetching you your slipper, will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Skittering down the hallway, flittering through the parlor, tittering in the pantry, littering up the bedroom, twittering all around the house.
A maid?
A maid.
A maid.
A maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl, a loyal and unswerving girl, who's quieter than a mouse. Oh,
think of her at the dustbin, especially when she's just been traipsing about.
Oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
living in, giving out.
Everybody ought to have a maid, daintily collecting bits of paper and strings, appealing in her apron strings, and graceful as a grouse.
Pattering through the attic,
chattering in the cellar,
clattering in the kitchen,
fluttering in the bedroom,
fluttering all around the house.
The house. The house. The house.
A maid?
A maid.
A maid.
A maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with a thimble, mending a gown. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
cleaning up,
leaning down.
Whoops. Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee, and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
Wriggling in the anteroom,
jiggling in the dining room,
giggling in the living room,
wiggling in the other rooms,
pottering all around the house. The house. The house. The house.
Everybody Ought to Have a Maid was sung by David Burns, Zero Mostel, Jack Gilford, and John Carradine, members of the 1962 Broadway cast.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to an all-star Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum on the Dress Circle. Well, both of us agreed that we had to include one performer mainly in these all-star piece of this, and that was Jack Gilford as Hysterium. There has never been another Hysterium for either of us. The song that we're going to be listening to is called I'm Calm, which, of course, Hysterium is never.
Calm? Yes, calm. Mustn't get excited. Calm, calm. I'm calm, I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm. I'm utterly under control. I haven't a worry where others would hurry. I stroll. I'm cool, a gibbering fool is one thing I never become. When thunder is rumbling and others are crumbling, I hum. Mm, 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 mm. I must think calm, comforting things, butterfly wings, emerald rings, or a murmuring brook. Murmuring, murmuring, murmuring. Look, I'm calm, I'm calm. I haven't a qualm. I'm utterly under control. Let nothing confuse me or faze me. Oh, excuse me. I'm calm, oh, so calm. Oh, so
Hysterium!
I'm calm, I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm, indifferent to tensions and shocks. Unruffled and ready, my nerves are as steady as rocks. I'm calm, controlled, so cool that I'm cold, aloofer than any giraffe. When something's the matter where others would shatter, I laugh. I must breathe deep, ever so deep. Think about sheep going to sleep. Stop and count up to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. When you need a plum and want to be calm, 'cause life is a horrible dream, just count up to 10 very slowly and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hysterium!
Scream.
Jack Gilford as Hysterium with I'm Calm.
It seems that Senex, who was the father of Hero, has also found Philia attractive, and that bothers the young man. From the 1996 Broadway revival, we're going to hear Louis J. Stadlin as Senex and Jim Stanek as Hero sing a song about the rivalry the father and son have, and the song is called Impossible.
Why did he look at her that way?
Why did he look at her that way?
Must be my imagination. She's a lovely blooming flower. He's just a sprout. Impossible.
She's a lovely blooming flower. He's all worn out. Impossible.
Just a fledgling in the nest.
Just a man needs a rest.
He's a beamish boy at best.
Poor old fellow.
He's a child he's too repressed while she's full of life. Impossible.
He's a man with chronic asthma, gout, and a wife. Impossible.
Romping in the nursery.
He looks tired.
Son, sit on your father's knee.
Father, you can lean on me.
Him. Impossible.
But why did you wave at him that way?
Why did she wave at him that way? Could there be an explanation?
Women often want a father. She may want mine. It's possible.
He's a handsome lad of 20. I'm 39. It's possible.
Older men know so much more.
In a way, I'm 44.
Next to him, I'll seem a bore.
All right. 50!
Then again, he is my father. I ought to trust. Impossible.
Then again, with love at my age, sometimes it's just impossible.
With a girl, I'm ill at ease.
I don't feel well.
Sir, about those birds and bees.
Son, a glass of water, please. The situation's fraught. Fraughter than I thought. With horrible, impossible.
Louis J. Stadlin and Jim Stanek sang Impossible.
Well, we have a plot complication entering now, and he's a very tall and vain one named Miles Gloriosus. He is a centurion who wants a bride, and Lycus has promised him Philia. So that's our problem. We've got the song Bring Me My Bride, and it's performed from the London cast with Leon Green, Frankie Howard, and the company. And Leon Green would go on to do Miles Gloriosus in the film version of the show.
Stand aside, everyone. I take large steps.
One, two, one, two.
We not only fought, but we won. Two,
one, two.
You are?
Marcus Lycus, sir. I am dazzled by your presence.
Everyone is.
Welcome to my house, great captain. Your bride awaits you.
My bride? My bride, my bride. I've come to claim my bride. Come tenderly to crush her against my side. Let haste be made. I cannot be delayed. There are lands to conquer, cities to loot, and peoples to degrade.
Look at those arms, look at that chest, look at them.
Not to mention the rest. Even I am impressed. My bride, come bring to me my bride. My lust for her no longer can be denied. Convey the news, I have no time to lose. There are towns to plunder, temples to burn, and women to abuse.
Look at that foot, look at that heel, mark the magnificent bustles of steel.
I am my ideal.
oppressor of the meek, subduer of the weak, degrader of the Greek, destroyer of the Turk, must hurry back to work. I'm Miles Gloriosus, I, paragon of virtues, I, in war the most admired, in wit the most inspired, in love the most desired, in dress the best displayed, I am a parade.
Look at those eyes, cunning and keen. Look at the size of those thighs, like a mighty machine.
Those are the mightiest thighs that I ever have seen. I mean,
my pride, inform my lucky bride. The fabled arms of Phyllis are open wide. Make haste, I have no time to waste. There are shrines I should be sacking, ribs I should be cracking, eyes to gouge and booty to divide. Bring me my bride.
Leon Green as Miles Gloriosus, with Frankie Howard as Pseudolus, with the company and Bring Me My Bride. And Ted reminded me that we hadn't mentioned that these stories actually were based on ancient Greek comedies that had been written by Plautus. And Bert Shrievelove, I think, did the book and put these all together into this. So they're not responsible for the story.
And I think Sondheim probably thought the audience was going to be very familiar with Greek comedy, and they weren't, and that was the problem.
Well, although many of these things were used actually through Commedia dell'arte, and many of these situations, except for the fact that she was in the prostitute's abode, but many of these situations are still very relevant. Life hasn't changed much.
Well, of course, life hasn't changed, and our next character, Domina, is a good example. She is a put-upon wife, but she still loves her husband. Her name is Domina. She's married to Senex, and she's Hero's mother. And, of course, she gets her own song. It's called That Dirty Old Man. And Mary Testa from the 1996 Broadway revival will be the singer.
For over 30 years, I've cried myself to sleep. Assailed by doubts and fears so great, the gods themselves would weep. The moment I am gone, I wonder where he'll go. In all your simple honesty, you can't begin to know. Is here somewhere, cavorting with someone young and fair, disporting in every shameless whim. Just wait till I get my hands on him, I'll hold him and hold him. Where is he? That dirty old man, where can he be? Profaning our vows for all to see, complaining how he's misunderstood, abusing me. If he only would, our love, sweet love, why hide? You vermin, you worm, you villain, come please embrace your bride. Wherever he is, I know he's still an angel, my angel. Where is
Mary Testa as Domina sang That Dirty Old Man.
We have a wonderful song coming up that shows you exactly how vapid Philia really is. Even though she's going to go off with Miles because that's what she's supposed to do, she tells Hero that she won't enjoy any of it, in this song called That'll Show Him. Performing it from London is Isla Blair.
Filia!
In time to say farewell.
The captain?
I must go to him.
I hate him.
So do I. But I have a way to make him suffer. Let the captain wed me and woo me. I shall play my part. Let him make his mad passion to me. You will have my heart. He can have the body he paid for. Nothing but the body he paid for. When he has the body he paid for, our revenge will start. When I kiss him, I'll be kissing you. So I'll kiss him morning and night. That'll show him. When I hold him, I'll be holding you. So I'll hold him 10 times as tight. That'll show him too. I shall coo and tenderly stroke his hair. Wish that you were there. You'd enjoy it when it's evening and we're in our tent for two. I'll sit on his knee, get to know him intimately. That'll show him how much I really love him.
That was Isla Blair from the London cast of Funny Thing with That'll Show Him.
How can they save Filia for Hero from the clutches of Milos Gloriosos? Well, Hysterium disguises himself as Filia, but she's dead.
The plague.
The plague has gotten her, and there's going to be a funeral any minute. Well, we have Nathan Lane and Mark Lynn Baker from the 1996 cast to sing this song where Hysterium is going to become Filia as a corpse. The song is a reprise of that song you heard earlier called Lovely.
Come out here. Come on out.
You didn't tell me I'd have to be a girl.
A dead girl. The captain will see you go on his way and all will be well.
He'll never believe I'm a girl. Look at me. Just look at me.
I can't take my eyes off you. You're lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you?
Nope.
Come back. Perfect. Sweet and warm and winsome. Radiant as in some dream come true. Now Venus will seem tame. Helen and her 1,000 ships will have to die of shame. You're so lovely, literally lovely, that the world will never seem the same. Now, lie there, close your eyes, and think dead thoughts. Good.
I'm lovely, absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of me? Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true.
Oh, shouldn't I have some jewelry?
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Here, take the old man's ring.
Flowers.
What?
I should have flowers.
Flowers? Flowers.
I'm so lovely,
frighteningly lovely
that the world will never seem the same.
You're so lovely
that the world will never seem the same.
That plot doesn't work. There's a huge chase scene, which in the 1966 film version is done in chariots. On stage, it's usually done on foot, and there is a finale, because everybody lives happily ever after. Here from the 1996 revival is Nathan Lane to lead the company in the finale.
Lovers divided, get coincided. Something for everyone.
A comedy tonight.
Father and mother, get one another.
Something for everyone.
A tragedy tonight.
I get the twins, they get the best.
I get a family,
I get a rest.
We get a few girls,
I'll get some new girls.
I get the thing I want to be.
Well, we do have enough time to squeeze in that prologos and invocation and instructions to the audience we mentioned before. Now, this isn't exactly what they heard, but this is very similar. And this is what audiences couldn't figure out that there was a comedy after. So you pays your money, you takes your choice. This was put into The Frogs, another musical Stephen Sondheim wrote that took place in a swimming pool. So there are a couple of references to echoes. Here from The Frogs, we have Nathan Lane and Brian Stokes Mitchell and the company to sing the prologos, the invocation and instructions to the audience.
Gods of the theater, smile on us.
You who sit up there stern in judgment, smile on us. You who look down on actors.
And who doesn't?
Bless this yearly festival and smile on us.
We offer you song and dance.
We offer you rites and revels.
We offer you grace and beauty.
Smile on us for this while.
Gods of the theater, smile on us.
You who sit out there stern in judgment, smile on us.
We offer you song and dance.
We offer you rites and
we
revels.
We offer you gods
we
and
offer
heroes.
You jokes and
we
insults.
Offer you pains
we
and
offer
pageants,
you bacchanals and social comment. Bless our play and smile.
Yes, but first, some do's and don'ts. Mostly don'ts. Please, don't cough. It tends to throw the actors off. Have some respect for Aristophanes and please don't cough. Please don't squeak. We haven't oiled the seats all week. You wouldn't want to miss a single word of Greek. It's hard enough for us to hear each other speak. So please don't squeak. If you see flaws, please, no loud guffaws, please, only because, please, there are politer ways. As for applause, please, when there's a pause, please, although we welcome praise, the echo sometimes lasts for days. But first, don't take notes to show us all you know the famous quotes.
And when you disapprove, don't clear your throats or throw your crumpled programs, coins, and coats, or tell your neighbors scintillating anecdotes. And please refrain from candy wrapped in cellophane. If we should get rhetorical, please don't curse. Wait till it's allegorical and in verse. If we should get satirical, don't take it wrong. And if by a sudden miracle a tune should appear that's lyrical, don't hum along. When we are waxing humorous, please don't wane. The jokes are obscure but numerous, we'll explain. When we are waxing serious, don't squirm or laugh. It starts when we act mysterious, and if you're in doubt, don't query us. I'll signal you when we're serious. It's in the second half. But first, please don't swim. The theater is a temple, not a gym. We may be in the middle of a sacred hymn, so please don't swim. Don't say what to every line you think you haven't got. And if you're in a snit because you've missed the plot, of which I must admit there's not an awful lot, still don't say what.
What?
Do not intrude, please. When someone's nude, please, she's there for mood, please, and mustn't be embraced if we are crude. Please don't sit and brood, please. Let's not be too straight-laced. The author's reputation isn't based on taste. So please don't fart. There's very little air and this is art. And should we get offensive, don't lose heart. Pretend it's just the playwright being smart. Eventually we'll get to the catharsis, then depart.
And now?
But first, we start.
We are done, but we hope you'll join us next week for the shows of June. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.